to Tibet in the 8th century, sometimes referred to by Tibetans as the Second Buddha. And there is Milarepa, a Tibetan Buddha born and enlightened in Tibet without going to India or receiving the direct instructions of an Indian master. One of the standard elements of the Mahayana Sutras is for Shakyamuni Buddha to praise a Buddha who resides in another universe, telling stories of his former lives as a bodhisattva, describing the glories of the Buddha field or pure land that he inhabits. In the biography of Milarepa, his disciple Rechungpa, 1084 to 1161, has a dream in which he finds himself in what seems like a pure land, with buildings made of precious stones and inhabitants dressed in fine brocades. The place is called Odiana, Garden of Dakinis, indicating that it is a special place for tantric practice. Odiana in northwest India was considered by Tibetans to be the birthplace of Padmasambhava and the place of origin of many important tantric texts and lineages. In this sacred place, Rechungpa is invited to attend the teachings of Akshobhya, imperturbable, the Buddha of the East. As Shakyamuni so often did, the Buddha Akshobhya recounts the lives of other Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. He concludes his discourse by saying, "Tomorrow I shall narrate the life story of Milarepa, which is even more excellent than those I have just described, so come and listen." The members of the audience leave the discourse wondering where this Buddha Milarepa might reside. Perhaps it is Abhirati, the eastern Buddha field of Akshobhya himself. Perhaps it is Akanishtha, the heaven that is the eighth and highest level of the realm of form, Rupa Dhatu, and according to many Mahayana texts, the abode of the enjoyment body, Sambhogakaya of the Buddha. Rechungpa knows, however, that Milarepa is in neither place, but is rather in Belly Cave, just a few feet away from where he is sleeping. Rechungpa's dream introduces a theme that runs throughout the life of Milarepa, that there are two parallel universes, one profane and one sacred. In one, Milarepa is an impoverished beggar living on nettles in a cold and barren cave. In the other, he is a highly advanced yogin, practicing blissful sexual yoga with beautiful goddesses. In one, Marpa is a cruel and greedy drunk, demanding payment in exchange for his teachings. In the other, he is a compassionate Buddha capable of purging the sin of multiple murder from his disciple. In one, Milarepa is a dangerous sorcerer to be avoided at all costs. In the other, he is a kind teacher willing to teach all who approach, even his evil aunt. In one, Milarepa is a murderer. In the other, he is a Buddha. Much of the story is concerned with the failure of those in the first world, beginning with Milarepa himself, to perceive the second. After he becomes aware of the sacred world, Milarepa's compelling songs are often intended to shift his listeners' perceptions from one world to the other. As Rechungpa's dream intimates, Milarepa occupies both worlds, suggesting that ultimately the two domains are one. Buddhism arrived late in Tibet. The Buddha lived and taught during the 5th century BCE, and in the centuries after his death, his teachings were carried by his monks over most of the Indian subcontinent and north into what is today Kashmir, Pakistan, and Afghanistan. In the 3rd century BCE, Buddhism spread to the island of Sri Lanka, then to China in the 1st century CE, to Southeast Asia in the 3rd century CE, to Korea in the 4th century, to Japan in the 6th century. Buddhism did not enter Tibet until the 7th century, its influence initially limited to the royal court. The first monastery was not established, and the first Tibetan monks were not ordained until the late 8th century. A brief period of generous royal patronage for Buddhist institutions and for the translation of Buddhist scriptures from Sanskrit into Tibetan followed, but this was cut short by the death of a pious king in 838.